This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Dave. Have a nice Thanksgiving. And we're going to give you some food safety tips right now, as a matter of fact, y'all. If you got any questions, comments, text them in to 504-260-1870. Because the last thing in the world you want for anybody to do is to get sick after eating something at your home. And I know when we were kids, it happened, and we were all sick, and it was just miserable. Janet Buffer joins us now, food safety expert of the George Washington University Milken Institute School of Public Health. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you as well. And I mentioned that when I was a kid, we all presumed it was oyster dressing that got everybody just deathly ill. And that's the problem with having the whole family over. And that doesn't mean that anybody is not a clean housekeeper or doesn't do, you know, everything they can, but sometimes people just don't know, right?
Exactly. That is, people can be working in their kitchen and thinking they're doing everything correctly, but there's just a few tips and tricks that need to be put into place to make sure that everyone is safe with the foods that they cook and the leftovers that they store.
So I guess maybe we'll go chronologically. What's the best way to thaw frozen food if people didn't yet start thawing their turkey? Is it too late?
No, it's not too late. Of course, the best way to do it is in your refrigerator, but that does require you taking it out several days and 3 to 4 days from the freezer and put it in the refrigerator to defrost. Now, I have myself been known to wait way too long before taking my turkey out of the freezer. Yes.
Really?
I will tell you, I did it last year, to be quite honest. So you can, and this is the next best way, is to put it into a sink with cold running water. So plug your sink, put some cold water in, submerge your turkey, let it defrost in the cold water. It may require you to change the water every now and then, but that is another acceptable way to defrost it.
And then you can use the water that you soak the turkey in as a refreshing beverage, right? Just kidding. I'm kidding.
No, absolutely not, Tommy.
No, but seriously, no. When it comes to that kind of thing, you know, they got me so afraid now with poultry and washing chicken and all of that. Because if you do wash the chicken before you cook it, you kind of spread that all over, right? So when it comes to the turkey after you do thaw it in its wrapper, how do you handle it from that point to keep from spreading stuff all over the place?
Exactly. So, and I do leave my turkey in the wrapper when I'm defrosting it in the sink. And then, but always, because there's a chance for the juices to leak out, that's always a potential. So once you've drained the water from your sink, be sure to wash it with warm soapy water and rinse it really well.
Wait.
If you
soapy
do have
water?
An antimicrobial, warms after you drain the, so once you remove the chicken from the sink and you drain the water, then wash your sink with warm soapy water.
I thought you were washing a bird with warm soap.
No. Please do not wash your chicken with warm soapy water. Do not wash your turkey or your chicken at all. Do that at all. Just open the package and put it in the roasting pan and roast it.
So when it comes to brining, what about that and temperature and all of that stuff? Somebody texted in.
Okay, brining is great. I'm brining mine with a sugar and salt mixture right at the moment. It's a dry brine. Mm-hmm. So I've rubbed it onto the bird And then I put that bird back into the refrigerator to brine. If you're submerging it in a salt and or sugar or both brine, and you the same thing. You want to make sure you put that back in the refrigerator. So it should always stay chilled. Do not leave your bird out on the counter or to brine on the counter for several hours. Put it back into the refrigerator to brine.
So if you have one of those... or if you do plan on brining it, and you got to put it in an ice brine solution?
If it's in the refrigerator?
Well, no. I guess somebody told me a long time ago that they brined a turkey by putting it in a half salt, half water solution in an ice chest. But if you were going to do that, you got to have ice all over the turkey or what? Do you not do it that way?
No, if you're going, gosh, that could be a challenge. And I realize space is an issue, but if you're going to try and brine, but you definitely want to keep that bird below 41 degrees. I think that is really the information that everyone should have. If you're going to do any sort of brining, it has to stay chill. So whatever.
Let me take a step back.
To keep that bird below
Janet,
41 degrees, that's what you want
to
do.
The best way to brine a turkey would probably be the place to start here so we don't send people down the wrong road.
Okay, thank you. In the refrigerator. Please brine your turkey in the refrigerator. Yes.
So you put it in a bag and if you're not going to do a dry brine?
If you're going to do a liquid brine, and you will put it in a container with water, with your sugar salt mixture, submerge your bird in that water, but put it back in the refrigerator.
So you're going to need a pretty big container if you plan on doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Somebody else texted in, said here, smoking a 13-pound turkey today, should I put it in the refrigerator overnight, then warm up for tomorrow for lunch? And that is a problem. I know sometimes they get fried turkey where people pick them up a day ahead of time. I always hated that because that goes to the rule of how many times can you reheat something, right?
Right. But no, that's fine. If they picked up their bird today and it's ready, then yes, go put it in the refrigerator. And then when they pull it out the next day, reheat it.
But what about after that, reheating it and leftovers?
Okay, then we get into the leftovers. So they've reheated this item, and then how long is this bird? The meat should not be sitting out for more than 2 hours. So I'm assuming we're talking about they're reheating this bird and putting it out on the table for consumption.
I don't mean to make it confusing, but let me go back and make it, begin at the beginning, which is you reheat it, you got it was cooked, right? Then it cooled and you refrigerated it. Now you're heating it again to serve it, so it's been reheated once. How many times do you get to reheat it? Because if you pick it up the
you
second
can reheat,
time.
You can reheat it again, but you just need to make sure that when you reheat to a temperature of 165 degrees, and that's critical. The thing that will happen with that second is that the quality of the product will change. When you reheat,
I guess more than once. Yeah, what I'm trying to get to is how many times can you make something a leftover?
From a food safety standpoint, like I said, you can do this multiple times.
Really?
If you reheat to 165 degrees. Yes.
Really?
But I'm telling you, yes, but the quality of that product, the flavor of that product, the texture of the product is going to get to a point where it is really not pleasant to consume. So from a food safety standpoint, if you are handling your leftovers correctly, so you have that food out, you put it back in the refrigerator within a 2-hour period, and that's important, that food should not be sitting at room temperature for longer than 2 hours. So you have that product, it sits at room temperature, you put it back in the refrigerator within 2 hours. Okay, you take it out to reheat it. You reheat it to a temperature of 165. And I'm going to say you must use the thermometer to know what that temperature is. And again, I'll give you some anecdotal evidence of that.
Okay.
I was reheating a dish and I had it in a pot. I had it on the stove. It was nice and bubbly and hot and steaming. I took the temperature and it was 155. So I needed to let it cook for longer, to heat for longer, before it got to that 165 degrees. And then when I tasted it, I didn't like it. It did not taste well. So I ended up throwing the item out. It was a beef and bean dish is what it was. So it's really important that you reheat to 165 degrees. That's the temperature that will keep food safe, leftovers safe, if you want to reuse them.
And I'm getting some text here. I'm making it confusing and confusing people, and I don't mean to do that. The only thing I'm just... I was brought up with, you reheat it one time, and then you throw it away. I'm just astounded that you can reheat it more than one time, but the problem is it's not going to taste ideal, right?
Exactly, okay. Exactly.
But along those lines, Janet, what about tasting something or smelling something? How do you know when it's gone bad and that you shouldn't even fool with it?
So there's a difference between spoilage and an item that's safe. So for items, if you're trying to see, taste, or smell food that could harm you, you can't. You cannot see, taste, or smell pathogens. If there is a harmful bacteria in your food, you cannot taste it. So therefore, that's why handling food appropriately is important. So you cook to the proper final cooking temperature, you put leftovers away within a two-hour period, you reheat properly, and you keep items at 41 degrees or below in your refrigerator to keep it cold. So hot food's hot, cold food cold. If spoiled foods, mm-hmm. if food is spoiling, that's when you will see, taste, or smell a change. And spoilage typically does not cause harm, but food pathogens will cause harm.
Somebody texted in, we'll have to take a break and answer. We come back. They eat steaks for Thanksgiving, and they said they have about $200 of steaks that have been in the freezer for a year. Is it okay to eat? We'll answer when we come back with Janet Buffer, food safety expert at George Washington University Milken Institute School of Public Health. She's our good friend. She's been on before. We're trying to keep everybody from getting sick. Another text comes in. What about cold leftovers? We'll talk about that. Somebody else said, should you remove the turkey from the bone for storage after cooking? Somebody else wants to know, how long do you leave it on the counter? How hot does it have to be, or how cool does it have to be before you pick it up? A lot of questions coming in. 504-260-1870. We just want everybody to be happy and healthy for Thanksgiving. Back in a flash, WWL. .928, talking to Janet Buffer, food safety expert at the George Washington University Milken Institute School of Public Health. And a text comes in, and it says, I'm not trying to be difficult, and we appreciate the courtesy there, but they didn't quite fully understand about reheating the dishes with, can you reheat the whole dish, or do you just want to take a portion of it out to reheat leftovers? Explain that, if you will, Janet, please.
Sure. It's anything. If you take the dish out of the refrigerator, let's go backwards. You've taken the food off the counter and you've put them in a container, mm-hmm. and you store them in your refrigerator at 41 degrees or below. And then you're ready to take those leftovers out several hours after you've eaten or the next day. So you remove that container. You may reheat if it's a container that's safe to use in the microwave. You can reheat the whole container of food. It just must be to 165 degrees. Or you take out a spoonful of an item and put it on a plate with some other items. It just still needs to be heated to 165 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right. Not trying to make it complicated, but the devil is in the details. Somebody else says, what about cold leftovers? I guess they mean, do you have to reheat them? I guess is what they mean.
The adage is hot food's hot, cold food's cold. So if you have, let's say, cut fruit that should always stay cold at 41 degrees or below, you take that out of the refrigerator and you eat that cold. If you have a salad that's left over, you're going to want to eat that cold. So things that are that are to be served cold should be stored cold and then consumed as a leftover cold.
Should you remove the turkey from the bone for storage after cooking?
I don't really have an opinion on that. It's from a base perspective. Yes, it's probably a good idea, but you can put the whole turkey in the refrigerator. The most important thing is that it's kept cold after it's been removed from the counter and it's being stored.
This I definitely want to get to, and that is the dressing cooked inside of the turkey as opposed to outside of the dressing, outside of the turkey. Please talk about that, Janet.
Thank you for bringing that up, too. That is so important that when you have stuffed that turkey and you are roasting it, when you take the temperatures to make sure that your turkey has reached at least 165 degrees, and you want to take the temperature in the thickest part of the breast, you want to take it in the thigh, you can also take it around the wing, but you also must take that temperature of the stuffing. That is so important. And make sure that the tip of that thermometer gets all the way into the middle of the stuffing that's in the turkey. Mm-hmm. And it is definitely at 165 degrees. And again, I'll give you a little story here. And it was, not me, but a food safety professional that I know. He was at his Thanksgiving dinner, and he was very concerned that the stuffing did not get to the right temperature. He even called it out to his family member. He chose not to eat the stuffing, and other members did, and people did get sick with salmonella. They definitely got sick. So it is so important to take that temperature.
This is not a health issue. It is a health issue, I guess, a judgment I'm trying to say, Janet, but it would seem to me, if you look at the upside and the downside and the marginal difference of cooking the dressing inside of the bird, it would seem as though, if you're going to err on the side of caution, it would be make a lot more sense not to put the stuffing in the bird.
Yes, okay. Yes, definitely. You still want to take that temperature, though. It still needs to get nice and hot. But
I'm just saying about the dressing. Rather than risk it, it's probably a lot safer just to cook it separate, because I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference in terms of the flavor.
Yeah.
This is an interesting text. Cooking turkey and ham, can both of them sit on the counter for the same amount of time? And while we're talking about that, Janet, you know, sometimes it's not just a meal. People leave food out and people pick at it the entire afternoon while they're watching football. What's the best way to do that? And you can also bring up warming trays or whatever else as we talk about this.
Okay. So first part of the question, the turkey and the ham can sit out on the counter, again, no longer than 2 hours. So they can sit on the counter, and then you're going to want to put them away into the refrigerator to keep them cold. Then if people do want to graze for the afternoon, you can pull those products back out and put them on the counter. Again, I would not this is going to get a little tricky.
Well, that's all right. Look, Janet, you know what? People, they can go back. They can download the Odyssey app. They can go to WWL.com, click on my name, and rewind or listen at their convenience. But the devil is in the details on this, is it not?
It is, yes, because you want to put those products back in the refrigerator, and you want them to cool down to below 41 degrees. You want those products to be cold. Okay, so if you're going to graze for the afternoon, you can pull that product out of the refrigerator, make your sandwich, reheat but put it back in the refrigerator to keep it chilled. I would not keep putting it in the refrigerator and pulling it out throughout the period of the day, because it's not giving the item a long enough time to get down to a chilled temperature. So if you're going to graze, okay, just pull the product out, make your plate, put the product back in the refrigerator. If it's hot foods that should be hot, you can reheat them to 165 degrees. If it's cold foods, just eat them cold. But make sure that your leftovers stay in the refrigerator so they can get down to a cold temperature.
So I was watching one of these Gordon Ramsay shows one time, and he just reamed somebody because they had condensation in a package that they had put in the refrigerator. But yet they say you're supposed to pick it up. I don't know. At what point do you put food into the refrigerator? Can it be too warm when you put it in the refrigerator? And is it about the food, or is it about bringing down the temperature of the refrigerator?
It's a little bit of both. So when you have hot foods, you wouldn't take something directly out of the oven and put it into the refrigerator steaming hot. You really want that product to come down to about room temperature, which is about that 2 hour period, right?
Okay.
And then you put it into the refrigerator. If you put it into the refrigerator hot and you seal it, you're not giving that item enough time to cool, what we call getting through the temperature danger zone quickly enough. And this is a whole another concept. But when you cook foods and they get to temperatures, you know, well above 135, you know, they can be 160, 165. But product food needs to get through the temperature zone of 135 down to 70 degrees within a 2-hour period. So think about that. You have your product, you put it out on the counter, it's steaming hot, it's coming down to room temperature as it's sitting on that counter for about 2 hours. Then you can put it in the refrigerator and chill it back down to 41 degrees.
I got a couple of questions, and I got to get back to that. Go ahead, finish, Janet. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
I got to get back to that frozen steak thing, too, because I never get back to that. But somebody got a couple of different texts coming in here. There's nothing wrong if the turkey has been properly refrigerated with eating cold turkey out of the refrigerator on a sandwich, correct?
Absolutely not. Okay. Nope, that is perfectly fine.
Have a blast. So let's talk about this person got $200 of frozen steaks they've been sitting on for a year. They eat steaks at Thanksgiving. They want to make sure that the steak is okay to eat. Can you keep something frozen for a year? And if when you open a package, they say it's vacuum sealed, how do you know if it's good or not?
It's fine. That steak is just going to be fine being frozen for a year. When you have products that are stored in the freezer, it doesn't necessarily kill the bacteria, but it certainly slows any sort of growth down. And when they're cooking that steak, most likely anything's going to be on the outside of it. So if they're cooking that to the proper temperature, which is about 145 degrees, it's going to kill that bacteria on the outside of the steak. So their steaks are fine.
Popped up, too, about steaks and vacuum packs. They said they took it out of the freezer and they had a slime on the outside. Does that mean anything?
Of the steak or
of the
vacuum
slime
pack?
Not the package, the steak itself, when they took it out of the package after defrosting it.
That may just be the moisture that was retained next to the steak while it was defrosting. But if there's any question, I would not consume it.
When in doubt, throw it out.
Any sort of question, I would throw it away.
Thank you, Janet. I appreciate your time. Have a nice Thanksgiving. We love talking to you as always. Janet Buffer, food safety expert of the George Washington University Milken Institute School of Public Health, 938, 22 till 10. Traffic now, WWL.